All right, Zach Osborne. Will Hahn's talking in the background, but screw that guy. 450 Motocross Champion, how does that sound?
Pretty unbelievable. You know, like I said earlier, I never dreamed I would be this. You know, there was plenty of times where I thought I would never be on a 450 team, let alone win races or be a champion or any of that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. There's no words for how I feel. It's just, I would say it's a dream come true, but it's not something I dreamt of. You know, I never really had this in my sights, you know, so.
Your ups and downs you've had even since coming back from Europe and everything, it's insane.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but I mean, I wouldn't change it for anything. I am who I am because of where I've been and what I've experienced, and it's just an unbelievable feeling, honestly.
You come into a day like today, you know, what you're just like, hey, you went like 5-6 or whatever. Is that just, was that the goal all day, or like see how I feel?
Well, it was stressful. You know, the goal was to win the championship, nothing more. You know, I needed to go 7-7 if Adam went 1-1, and I had kind of, you know, the main thing was two good starts and get through to first turn clean, maintain the bike. But honestly, I like it better when it's like you got to go and do something, you know. It's hard to manage a race like that.
So the balance must be like, okay, I really want to go after these guys.
I really want to hammer right now, but like, should I, or, you know, what do you do? So it's just a massive relief, honestly. That's the biggest feeling, but the rest will come, I'm sure.
And of course, it was your best ride ever at WW that clinched this thing for you.
Yeah, so he says to you. I was good at WW, but Red Bud 1 was better, for sure. For sure.
I'm glad your wife agrees with me. WW was an epic performance. That kid had closed down the lead a little bit. You know, we needed a statement, and it was rough and hot, and you made a statement. So
for sure, WW was the turning point, especially after the flat tire, and like, you know, it was kind of going back his way a little bit, and those points were the points that won it today. So unreal feeling.
You said, I just saw on my Twitter that you said that you were thinking about retiring.
I did consider retiring.
Come on.
No, seriously, you can ask her. I was like on the verge of quitting altogether.
Brittany Osborne, we had a small back injury. Was he really that depressed and that sort of on the edge?
Salt Lake City, the first race, he came off the track with a big smile on his face and he said, "I'm so glad I didn't quit 3 weeks ago."
Jesus, dude.
Dude, like, it wasn't, my back hurt bad, and it was just, it was a hard injury mentally. Like, I wasn't scared, but it just wasn't coming to me naturally, and I felt like I was just, like, not in it. You know, my brain wasn't where it needed to be, and I tried really hard during the 4 or 5 weeks or whatever it was whenever I started riding again, and it just wasn't happening. I've said it before, but I did, like, literally 2 20-minute motos that were, like, to speak of before we went to Salt Lake, and at one point we had discussed, like, let's just not go to Salt Lake and let's just do outdoors and we'll see how it goes and then we'll decide something from there. And then she talked me into going to Salt Lake, and then that went good and I got a win, and then that kind of rolled into outdoors, and boom, there we were.
Do you think that getting this championship, I mean, you've won multiple ones in 250s, but do you think getting this championship for yourself might, like, I know you're OCD, you're a very overthinker, you're very, what's the word for it, Brittany? Like, OCD covers it?
She would not call me OCD. She
I live with him. He
but,
is not OCD.
Okay, not OCD, a thinker, somebody who overthinks stuff.
Yeah,
overanalyzer, okay. Do you think that getting this helps you with that a little bit? Because now you have this.
Like, it's a massive, like, weight lifted or relief, you know. It just validates my career, I feel like. You know, like, I was really good in the lights class, and there were tons of people who said I would never be anything in the 450 class, which I don't really care what people think, but at the same time, it feels good to prove all those people wrong, you know. So to just get it done, and I feel like I can ride, you know, already thinking about next year, I feel like I can just ride so much freer. And
I almost wonder if it helps you for reals, for that, for, you're just like, hey, I've proven it, I'm the best. Yeah,
definitely. It's, I mean, to just, you know, to wear this jersey and have that trophy and see the team with it all, you know, it's just a freaking massive relief and validation to what I've done in the sport.
And you joined J-Law up in the Fly Racing family of champions.
Well, I already had that.
I know.
Beat, so.
First 450 title for Fly.
Yeah, first 450 title for Fly. So I'm sure JT is going to be over the moon, but yeah, unreal.
And then we're in a group text, myself and JT, and would you say that I'm probably the guy that most pushed you to this title?
For sure, you're the guy. I mean, all of your lines.
You started the Zacco train in 2012. Yeah. You were like the leader of the Zacco Wacko train. So
he was wearing X brand with Olin suspension on a Dixon Yamaha. I was there.
I know. You were there. You started the Zacco train. The train is leaving the station. That's what you said.
Perfect. And I'm going to really get on Weege and JT and, you know, claim this for myself a little bit.
That's fine. Do it. I like it. I'm down. I'll be with you.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you.